Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A parent's nightmare in the small town of Warren, Ohio. Police say an SUV carrying eight teenagers several hours ago went out of control, hit a guardrail, and flipped over into a pond. Six of the teens are dead, says Captain Bill Monrian with the Warren Fire Department.
We had two that had got out of the vehicle before we arrived on scene. They went to the hospital. They're all right. They're being treated for injuries, but they're all right. And the other six deceased.
Can you imagine being behind this big rig? What a mess on Interstate 25 near Fountain, Colorado. Police say a tractor trailer blew a tire, crossed the median, flipped over, loaded with 90 head of cattle. Some of the animals died. One car crashed into the truck. Another car crashed trying to avoid that crash. In the war you've been paying for about a dozen years now, controversial comments by Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
It's the latest sign of a deteriorating relationship between two allies. In a nationally televised speech, Afghan President Hamid Karzai accused the Taliban of serving U.S. interests, saying instability in the country only means foreign troops would need to stay past their 2014 deadline. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Joseph Dunford, is rejecting those claims, saying after 12 years of losses on the battlefield, the last thing America wants is more instability in the war-torn country. Mohammed Leela, ABC News, Islamabad.
U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is visiting Afghanistan. He says he met with Karzai after those comments.
We did discuss those comments. I told the president it was not true.
Stress and heart health. New studies out today find higher rates of heart problems in veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and in New Orleans residents 6 years after Katrina and Greeks struggling with their country's economy. This is ABC News.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing to me?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Here's a quiz. Imagine I'm your own personal tax preparation and bookkeeping specialist. You just imagined I'm expensive, didn't you? Not with Peggy's Bookkeeping and Tax. It's time for your personal, experienced tax and bookkeeping specialist with a small business or homeowner budget. Peggy's Bookkeeping and Tax has been here for 40 years with personal, local service customized for you. Big business tax and bookkeeping advice without big business prices at Peggy's-Tax.com. Peggy's-Tax.com or 972-285-1030.
He wakes up, sniffs around.
Okay, admit it. You started to sing the song, and you may have downloaded the ringtone. But the real fun begins when you go to SweetJack.com and sign up. It's free, easy, and in seconds you can join the 2 million people who love Sweet Jack. The Sweet Jack team finds the hottest local deals exclusively for Sweet Jack members. Your favorite restaurants, shops, and salons all partner with Sweet Jack to bring you great experiences at great prices. Sign up today and get an extra 10% off.
SweetJack.com.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
If you are 62 or older, Reliance Mortgage invites you to learn more about the reverse mortgage loan. This government-sponsored program is designed to help seniors live without a mortgage payment for the rest of their lives while having a quality life free from financial worries. The Reliance Mortgage Program allows you to get your loan with no credit check, no income verification, and no mortgage payments. Call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000. Get your cash out now and pay off your bills or taxes and simply enjoy your retirement with more money to spend. Reliance Mortgage has closed over 1,000 reverse mortgage loans and was the first company in the state of Texas to close one. If you would like more information about this incredible program, call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000 or contact us online at reliancemortgage.com. Reliance Mortgage, a proud Texas company for over 25 years and a member of the Better Business Bureau since 1992. That's 214-360-9000.
Reliance Mortgage, NMLS number 370420, 13140, Coit Road, Suite 502, Dallas, Texas, 75240.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, trainer, and master in helping clients grow their business through success skills, leadership development, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein, and we have an interesting show today. We're going to talk about increasing and reducing. First of all, we're going to talk about how to increase your revenues by implementing a complete technology renovation. And secondly, in the second half of our program, we're going to talk about growing young by reducing your age by 20 to 40 years. You'll be interested in hearing both of those. My first guest today is Michael St. Martin. Michael is an entrepreneur and co-founder of Cognoscape. And Cognoscape is a business technology company that specializes in bringing enterprise-class technology solutions to small and medium-sized businesses. Michael's current passion is helping business owners utilize technology and gaining a competitive advantage while streamlining their business. Cognoscape is a very fast-growing managed IT service provider with expertise in both the legal and professional services market segments. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. I was fascinated by something that you wrote called Transformational IT.
Yes.
What is that?
So when we look at technology, and most of the folks that we deal with, Steve, are small and medium businesses. And when the owners and managers of those companies think about their technology, what we try to instill is having them look at it as an asset to their company, as really something they should pay attention to as much as any other department within their company. Everybody has sales plans and marketing plans, and they certainly understand their finances. But technology many times seems to be the thing that it's just kind of there. It's not really planned out in a proactive manner. So we look at their businesses. As you mentioned many times, they're law firms or professional services company where quite literally time is money. So we take a look at those businesses and try to give them an understanding of if they improve their technology, then they can really transform the way that not only they do their business, but really something that can affect their clients in a better way. So they can be better lawyers, better doctors, better CPAs through the use of technology. So we transform it from sort of the way it is to the way it should be with some of the newer technologies in place like cloud computing, et cetera.
Well, IT, informational technology, is a fast-moving industry, and it really isn't that old. This is only, 15, 20 years old as we know it right now. Would you say that a lot of companies have begun to use informational technology but really haven't come up to speed with what they really need to do?
Yes, and in fact, that's quite true. It is moving very fast, and the pace is increasing, meaning that it's going to continue to move faster. And it's difficult for folks in the past, you know, the age of, well, I have a desktop computer for all of my employees, it's connected to a printer, and I can get to the internet. That's not enough anymore, right? People are looking at tablets and smartphones and mobile computing.
And all those have to be interconnected.
They all have to be interconnected. They all have to be secure. And it has to really be the right applications for whatever business you're doing and fit the business that you're in. So it is moving very fast. And folks who used to be able to keep up with it before are having a harder time because it is advancing so quickly.
So you walk into a company. Is there a way that you can reduce their expenses? Is there a way that you can increase their revenue as a result of IT?
Absolutely. There's many ways. We really take a look at a number of different things. You know, a great example of cloud computing, and everyone wonders what that is, but a great example is there are many folks who have their email set up on a computer in their office or in a closet somewhere, and it's very difficult to manage and maintain. With cloud computing and technologies like Microsoft Exchange and others, it's very easy to now have a email system and a communication system that's delivered over the internet, which is much more cost-effective and much easier to use and maintain.
I keep hearing about cloud. I believe I use cloud on the internet, but how does that differ from the internet itself? Is that a secure place for businesses to have or get their information?
Well, many times it is. Security within the realm of computers or the internet or networks and systems, there's always going to be a security issue. And it's always going to be advances in technology to for hackers to get into those systems, and then advances in technology for network administrators and technologists to keep them out. And the cloud is no different. So if you are looking into cloud security, you want to go with reputable companies. And that's really the big key. But it's in many times and many ways more secure than potentially even having a lot of those systems on premises, which have access to cleaning crews and, you know, janitors that might knock over a server with a mop or you know, there could be a million different things.
So really you can go in and totally secure the information for a company.
Totally is a strong word.
As best as you can.
I mean, these data centers where most reputable cloud companies keep their data and their systems are, you know, government grade, highly secure data centers with built-in redundancy, et cetera, et cetera. So I wouldn't let necessarily the concept of security scare me away from using the cloud.
Well, I'm looking at your website right now, and the website, by the way, is Cognoscape.com, and I'm looking under products and services, and you have a number, a menu, so to speak, and I'm sure you don't do everything with every company, but it looks like you have a litany of things that you can do with a company when you walk in. So my assumption is that when you go to a company, you sit down with them, spend some time taking a look at where their vulnerabilities are, where their assets are, to find out what you need to do.
Absolutely. We have a full assessment process that we call it an assessment or a network health check, where there's two things that we do. We sit down and we basically interview folks in the company, from the owners all the way through all of the employees and staff. And it's very interesting that you get different perspectives from different people. And what we're after there is really an understanding of how they do their business and how they use technology to help them support their business. Another thing that we do is actually use diagnostic tools to really assess their network and what the security is, and or if there are any holes or patches that need to be put in. And there almost always are vulnerabilities, actually. So that's one of the things that we do, and then kind of bundle it all up into a report and then promote that back to, you know, the owners of the companies. Even if you were looking at outsourced IT or looking at beefing up your own IT department with some outsourced technology and or expertise, getting an assessment like this done is an amazingly a great way of looking at where you are, whether you then take the next step or not.
My guesses, there's a lot of companies out there that started over time, added informational technology, and it's almost like a quilt that doesn't fit together really well. So do you go in and pull that together and fill the holes, change some things, and make it all work as a complete system?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of the things we look at. Again, and you, through technology, even through the last 20 years, if you're looking at technology and computer systems to support your business, you know, I've gone as far as seeing folks change their business model to suit their technology, which is absolutely backwards, right? Your technology really needs to fit the system that you're doing. One of the things we see many times is that folks will get an application, a business application, help them run their business. And they begin to use it. They don't get proper training. And they're not using it to its fullest extent. So they get frustrated with it. So they then get another system to come in and do the same types of things. But they still are using pieces of that first system. Now all of a sudden they have 2, 3, 4 different applications when there's one application that, if implemented correctly and you had the proper training and it was the right fit for your business, you could just be using that one application to its fullest and getting a huge benefit out of that.
These companies could be spending thousands of dollars wastefully in certain areas where you can come in and help reduce those, maybe even make them money.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yes, absolutely.
We're going to talk more about that when we come back from our break. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com to get more information. We'll be right back. CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
If you're about to retire, this message is for you. Regular dividend income could be the best inflation hedge that you can get, and it's called cash flow units. I'm Spencer McGowan, host of Net Worth Radio, right here on 570 KLIF every Saturday morning 7 to 8 and Sundays 3 to 4. Cash flow units, that's our managed account that provides regular dividends and a potentially rising dividend stream along with capital gains. This could be your secret for not just rising income, but potential capital gains that beat inflation. It's called cash flow units. Call right now at 214-720-4400 or go to networthradio.com. Get the package on cash flow units. It can make a huge difference for your retirement. 214-720-4400.
McGowan Group Asset Management is a federally registered investment advisory firm. To get your cash flow units package, call 214-720-4400 or go to networthradio.com.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to the Playmakers Talk Show. Glad to have you back with us. We're talking about informational technology. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about how to help you be the age you want to be. But let's stay with the informational technology just for a moment. We're talking to Michael St. Martin. Michael, we were talking about your business and what you do, but let's talk about why your business stands out. Why is your business unique in what you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, if you look at the genesis sort of IT support for businesses, there really has been a major shift. And that shift has really come about because of cloud computing and the ability to more closely focus on how the technology serves the business. It's also led to a lot of IT outsourcing companies because you can do things remotely now that you never could in the past. And what we talk about is bringing enterprise class applications to small and medium business. Now, because of that proliferation of new IT outsourcing companies, we have some that have more experience in running a company than others. And there's sort of two things that we look at is really, you know, the premise of IT is keep your network up and running so you can do a better job at what you do. However, we like to take it a step further, and some of the less experienced companies have a hard time even doing that. Some of the more experienced companies certainly can do that. Where some folks fall short is really being able to then take it to the next level. How am I actually going to utilize these new technologies beyond keeping my network up and running, but to really improve my business? And I always see a mark of or a sign that we're doing a really good job when my clients talk to us about not only does their business run smoother, but their clients' business runs smoother because of things that they've been able to do with them. So that's really taking it to the next step, and it's really all about the client, about excellent customer service.
And to a large degree, you become their IT department.
Well, it depends. If they're, 100 employees or less, many times they don't have IT, and we become their IT department. If they're the next level up to, 500 or 1,000 employees, they're going to have their own IT folks. But again, because of some of the interesting technologies out there, they many times can outsource or bring us in to augment what they're doing and help them do a better job.
You're not working on site necessarily at their location. You work with them to make sure everything runs smoothly.
We actually do both.
Okay.
There are many times when we're handling things remotely, and then there are also many times when we go on site to fix things that can't be done remotely, as well as work with, potentially manage their existing IT folks, or do the type of more mundane things we can do remotely to allow their IT department to really focus on the strategy, which was probably why they were hired in the first place.
Well, when I start thinking about cloud computing, I think about IT. My eyes start glazing over because I'm not the technical person that you are with this. You obviously know a tremendous amount about it. You've been doing this for, 6 years with your company specifically?
Our company's only 3.5 years old. Okay. Right. But I've been in technology for 30 years.
So how did you get into it?
Well, it was interesting. I was very into athletics. Went to college, played soccer, came out, played for about a minute professionally. I actually got a paycheck, but that was about it. And then at one point, it just made more sense to start exercising my mind than my body, and that's when I kind of made the shift and looked at it more from a career perspective. You know, I think all folks at some point realize they have to grow up and take responsibility and think of, what their life's going to unfold. And that's really how I shifted into the whole technology part.
You've been doing this for 3.5 years with your own company. What caused you to go into business for yourself?
Yeah, that was interesting, especially doing it in 2009. Probably wasn't the best economy to start a new company. I was doing some consulting. My background, although it's from a technology perspective, has always been in sales management, marketing, et cetera. And I was at that time doing some consulting around sales excellence and things like that. And then Charles Tholen, he's my business partner. He's the CTO of Cognoscape. He and I had lunch one day, and he was also doing some consulting, but he's the true technologist of the company, more around security. He's also a security expert. And we just started talking about, you know, different opportunities and what we could kind of look at next. And we started discussing managed services, which is really the name for what I do and or what we do. And again, the whole concept of cloud computing has changed the model of how IT is delivered. And it became apparent to us that it wouldn't be that difficult to get into and start up. Of course, having said that, it's been a ton of hard work over 3.5 years, but we finally have reached that point where, you know, it's become its own living, breathing thing, taking on a life of itself and builds momentum and just keeps going. So it's a lot of fun.
2020 hindsight, if you knew then what you know now, things might have been a little bit different.
Right.
Has there been anybody in your life, anybody particular that has had a major influence on what you did, a mentor, somebody specific that all of a sudden caused you to move in this direction?
I would say that after I had been in the sales world and technology as well, you know, I can think of two or three bosses that I've had who really made a difference because they were experienced. You know, I kind of look at your life as sort of loving, learning, happy. You know, I think if you can kind of focus in on those things, everything else sort of falls into place. And your entire business and career really come under the learning part. So I really look for people that are, you know, a lot smarter than me, which isn't that hard to find, and then learn from them. And I did that with a number of folks that I worked with along the way. From more of a personal perspective, you know, I look for people who are just good people. And you can learn so much from them. And a lot of those are family members or friends of mine. And that's really what I found to be helpful.
Relationships.
Absolutely, yeah.
You remind me of Henry Ford, who at one point in his life was actually, I believe he sued a paper because they told their readers that he wasn't very smart. And finally on the stand in the courtroom, he said, I don't have to know all the information. I just have to know people or hire people to have that information for me.
Absolutely.
Which is obviously the way that you're looking at your life too. So your website is Cognoscape. Uh-huh. And spell that for everybody if you could. Cognoscape.com.
Cognoscape.com.
And your phone number is?
979-779-7630. Sorry.
I noticed you had a couple of different numbers on there, but if someone calls you with that number, what will you do for them?
Well, certainly just talk about their situation, get an understanding of what they're looking for. Usually the next step after that is we would be happy to provide them with a free technology assessment, which I explained earlier.
And you can do that by calling 972-979-7630 or going to their website, cognoscape.com. Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Enjoyed talking to you about informational technology, and you increased my knowledge of what IT is, but my knowledge base was so small, anything would have helped tremendously. Michael is the co-founder of Cognoscape. That's cognoscape.com. We're going to take a break again. We're going to be back and talk about, instead of increasing, we talked about increasing revenues of the business, we're going to talk about reducing. Be with us when we come back. Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zipline. There are no other camps in our region region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th Annual Benefit Golf Tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Target and other fine retailers.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers. Again, I'm Steve Klein, and if you do want to get more information about Playmakers Talk Show, you can go to playmakerstalkshow.com. We have an interesting guest for our second part of the show, and our guest is going to talk a little bit about reducing. We'll talk about why that's important in a moment. But my guest is Johan van Best. He is the executive director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute. Now, what Southwest Age Intervention Institute does is offer a concierge-style age management program, which has age intervention medicine, a lot of big words here for me to pronounce, and that evaluates and balances important aspects of our overall health to allow us to live longer, happier lives. Welcome, Johan. Thank you for very much for being here.
Steve, thank you for inviting me.
When I was looking over your information, listening and reading endorsements on your website, and that website is 800ageexpert.com, basically, age management, the age management program will make me feel like I'm in my 20s.
Yes, I think we need to be very careful with that, though, as you can imagine. But typically, as we become older, so between 40 and 45 and 50, we will generally begin to experience, you know, changes associated with aging. And so the patient or the client that is going to be ours will call in and say, look, I don't get the results from energy, from exercise or diet as I did beforehand. My energy is less than, I don't think as clearly, my memory, my focus is not there, I don't sleep as well. In the bedroom, there are changes that I don't want to deal with. And that's where we come in. So we focus on, from that point forward, on a program we're in. It's going to be exercise, which is appropriate, we all know that, a proper nutritional approach, the nutritional supplements that are going to be there directly for each patient to return them to health, but then rebalancing their hormone levels to allow them to mimic where they were when they were in their late 20s and in their early 30s. And it is the rebalancing of their hormone levels that allows them to, again, become that vibrant person that they used to be beforehand. For most of us, at the age of 30, that really was our best time.
Hormones is a controversial subject. Some people look at hormones as more of a negative aspect of it. How do you look at it?
Well, actually, if it's done poorly, it is actually not that good, as one can imagine. There are, however, new studies which indicate with questionable authority, that it is actually a much better way of approaching things. The bodies can't produce hormones as we become older, or doesn't produce as much of them. But one of the things is that the receptor sites of the body all continue to function. And believe it or not, some of the key receptor sites of the body to these hormones that are replaced or that will be replaced are actually your brain, your heart, the entire cardiovascular system, your muscles, your bones, and all the things that allow us to be functional. From that point of view, as you can imagine, that's a tremendous change.
So you can help people change the way they look at themselves. You can change their feeling about themselves, too. Matter of fact, on the website, I took a look at just a litany of health goals. Youthful energy, and you mentioned energy. Matter of fact, in listening to, which we were hearing just a moment ago, some of the endorsements on your website, I keep hearing energy come back all the time. Talk about that. How does energy improve as a result of your program?
Okay, that's an excellent question. But if we look at it, it's probably logical for most of us. By the time we reach 50 years old, our hormone levels are in decline. In fact, for man, from about the age of 30 onwards, he sees a decline in his hormone production at a rate of 1% to 3% per year. So by the time he reaches 50 years old, he could literally be between 20 and 60% less than when it comes to hormone levels. Women, as you know, around the age of 50, begin to enter menopause and therefore experience those changes too. So energy is an enormous part of this. We go home, it's 6 o'clock at night, we have dinner, we go and watch TV, and the next thing it is, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we're fast asleep on the couch. Your wife says to you, darling, do you want to go out to a movie? And you go, oh, darling, I'm just too tired, I can't do that. And so that is where this comes to be so important. Also, think about it. When you were younger, you were so vibrant. You never thought twice about somebody saying to you, hey, do you want to go and see a movie? Yes, you're already out the door at that point. Isn't it wonderful to have energy back again? Isn't it wonderful to feel so much better? And I think that's where we come in and do such a marvelous job. You know, people are so glad to be able to feel as they did beforehand. Why get to feel all of those aspects of aging if you don't have to?
You're different. You're not a weight loss clinic. You're not any of those companies that promises this is what's going to happen. It's as I believe it's the total you, which I've written from your website, a combination of exercise, proper nutrition, appropriate nutritional supplements, and then a hormone rebalancing. So it's all those together. How do you determine what is correct for each person? Because I'm assuming here, I really shouldn't assume, but I'm assuming that it's different for each individual.
Absolutely it is. That's again, a very good question. And you're right about the four parts of the program. But what distinguishes the patient is actually two things. What is the patient feeling and what is the patient's goals? Obviously, that's vitally important. But our process starts with blood work, a 92-panel or biomarker blood work. And in that blood work, obviously, all the hormone levels of the body are going to be reviewed. Your normal blood work that you would have with your doctor is going to be there too. But what we do that is different is that we review markers of inflammation and risk factors for disease as well. Now think about it. As we become older, is it not better for us not to have to deal with something than to have to deal with something?
Absolutely, yes.
And so if we are able to look at hormone levels too and see where they come to lie from that point forward, when the patient gets to be seen in the facility, a program is then built upon their particular need. In other words, one person does not need what another one does, nor is one person's goals the same as that of another. So yes, it's very individualized, very much to what they want themselves.
You're spending time, obviously, with an individual, both by phone and or in person.
Absolutely.
To find out exactly where they are physically. You mentioned blood work. How about mentally?
Actually, a very good point. It's actually measurable. We actually do a cognitive exam. And it does go through processing speed. It does go through memory. And the overall level of acuity of the mind is evaluated. And then it can be repeated and then the change of scene. Because typically speaking, what will happen to us as we become older is our memory will decline. We won't forget where we placed our keys. That certain word that we wanted to have, we don't remember anymore. When we're sitting down doing work, we become distracted and we're thinking about something else. We procrastinate an awful lot more. And when it comes to motivation drive, in other words, our very vitality, that's hormonal. That's mental. So those are the things we change.
By changing all those aspects we talked about, you mentioned those four, our outlook changes, our way of life changes, everything about us, both personally and professionally, changes.
I remember a movie, and it's a really good movie, actually, two of them, Grumpy Old Men. And that's exactly what happens to us. We become grumpy old men. Now, women become a word that's a bit different from the word grumpy.
That we can't use on this show.
We can't use that word. But it's in other words, our moodiness increases. Mm-hmm. We are less tolerant of others. That, too, changes. We are no longer grumpy. The first thing, actually, when I started this program, and I was a patient of this program, the first thing, my staff liked me an awful lot more. My wife and children liked me an awful lot more. And I went to my doctor at the time and said, "What's going on?" He said, "Johan, don't you remember that movie, Grumpy Old Men? You had become a grumpy old man, and that had changed."
Grumpy Old Men is what we're going to talk about when we come back from our break. We're going to talk also more about the founder of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute. I'm going to ask Johan about Jacob Rosenstein, the doctor that put all this together. Our guest is Johan von Best, and we're going to talk more about getting to where you want to go age-wise. This is Playmakers Talk Show. PlaymakersTalkShow.com will get you all the information about the show. We'll be right back. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
If you are 62 or older, Reliance Mortgage invites you to learn more about the reverse mortgage loan. This government-sponsored program is designed to help seniors live without a mortgage payment for the rest of their lives while having a quality life free from financial worries. The Reliance Mortgage Program allows you to get your loan with no credit check, no income verification, and no mortgage payments. Call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000. Get your cash out now and pay off your bills or taxes and simply enjoy your retirement with more money to spend. Reliance Mortgage has closed over 1,000 reverse mortgage loans and was the first company in the state of Texas to close one. If you would like more information about this incredible program, call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000 or contact us online at reliancemortgage.com. Reliance Mortgage, a proud Texas company for over 25 years and a member of the Better Business Bureau since 1992. That's 214-360-9000.
Reliance Mortgage, NMLS number 370420, 13140, Coit Road, Suite 502, Dallas, Texas, 75240.
Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
Bought a new car recently? Chances are you've got something on your car radio you didn't know about. It's called HD radio.
What does that mean to you?
It means you can now listen to KLIF news and information in crystal clear FM. Just tune to our sister station, 96.3 KSCS. On that HD radio, click up one spot to 96.3 FM, HD2. And there we are. Clear news and information on crystal clear 96.3 FM HD2. And always at 570 AM KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We're speaking with Johan von Best about age intervention. And the first time I ever heard of your company, Johan, I was traveling on American Airlines. And I saw an ad for this buff doctor, Dr. Jacob Rosenstein.
That's right, Jacob Rosenstein, MD. He's a neurosurgeon.
And it was a fascinating ad, and I know you're in a number of publications with that specific ad. It's a before and after
that
ad.
That is correct, yes.
How did you become associated with Jacob?
Well, actually, in 1985, we both moved to Arlington, Texas at the time, and I was a chiropractor, well, I am a chiropractor, and he's a neurosurgeon. But I understood at that time that I needed to have a certain doctor to take care of patients that I could no longer help, that needed to have some form of intervention that I couldn't handle. And so I found Dr. Rosenstein, and from that point forward, he got all my patients, and it was a wonderful relationship. By 2 years later, in 1987, we built our first MRI facility together. And it has continued ever since.
Who developed the program? Did you work on this together or separately and bring this together? How did it come about?
Well, actually, a nice question too, because it is actually a nice story. In 2008, actually it was in 2007, December 2007, Jacob brings me this awfully large amount of information regarding a program called Senogenics. And in April 2008, we both became patients at Senogenics Medical Institute. Now, remember, I was a grumpy old man, and he was a pudgy old man too. And we obviously needed to change. We didn't have the energy. We didn't have the drive anymore or the passion anymore than we had when we were younger. And obviously, we wanted that back again. We didn't know what we were getting into. We had no idea. We'd read, and obviously, we were hoping this all would work. And but we became patients at Senogenics Medical Institute, and within a very short period of time, we became doctors who were affiliated with them. So we started a Senogenics Age Management Program as an affiliate in Arlington, Texas, and were to work with them for the next 2 years. In December 2010, we made the decision, look, you know, Jacob, you've been in all of these photographs, you've been in all of these ads. You know, your face is well known across everything now. Why don't we do this ourselves? And we branched off from Senogenics, did it wonderfully and very nicely. And we started Southwest Age Intervention Institute, and that's how it all began. Now, you start small, and then you grow piece by piece. But it is a program that is for men and women alike.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question, too, because you have both a section, a tab for men and for women. You've also mentioned to me in the past that when, for instance, a husband goes on the program, you have a suggestion for that husband to bring the spouse in. Is that correct?
It's probably a wise idea. If the husband and wife, and what is actually this, actually a very interesting thing that we've noticed in terms of a trend with our clients, that is, they're all still married. 95% are still married to the first wife or husband that they had. In other words, from what I can understand, and our program is not for everybody, but when it comes to those who are building, they build together and they do not break apart. But if one begins the program and the one is 55 and the other is 55 and one begins the program, the one that is 55 and in the program is soon going to be much younger. That will be problematic in more ways than one. The one has more energy. The one has a greater mental acuity. And in the bedroom, too, there are changes there that one has to recognize. And so it is probably wiser that husband and wife do this together.
Well, you have a unique situation from our discussions in the past. Most companies want to have referrals. They want someone to refer somebody, which is the best way of getting business. And I know you get a lot of referrals for your business, too. But you have a number of patients that really don't want to give you referrals or don't want their names to be known. Why?
Well, actually, if you think about it, it probably leads into the very first questions that you actually asked me. Well, what is hormone replacement therapy? And there is, to some extent, this idea, well, this is so very, very different. I mean, is this real? Is this snake oil? What is all of this about? Well, people begin to see changes in our clients, and then they begin to ask. But the clients are very frequently reluctant to say, hey, look, I'm doing an age intervention program, and this is what I'm doing, and this is how it's working. No, that's not their first thought. It's much, much, much more quiet than that.
So this is different than being on a weight loss program and saying, I've been using this weight loss program. Look, I've lost 15 pounds. They want to keep this a little more quiet.
Well, remember, weight loss is but a part of what we do. The chief thing that you always look at is, how do I feel? And if you feel that you're vibrant, if you feel that you're energetic, well, that's, I think, probably the best thing there, isn't it? I mean, if you feel well, you probably are well, aren't you?
I'm looking at your website right now, and I'm looking at a quotation from a nutritional this is actually from you. It says, you say, I had truly forgotten what it was like to feel this good.
That's right.
Does it have that much of an impact on your total life?
It's absolutely enormous, actually. I cannot actually tell people. And for that reason, I really don't normally go out and tell people, because it's very difficult. When you wake up in the morning, we typically have aches and pains. And you say, oh my gosh, my back is stiff, or my neck is stiff, or my knee aches. We don't have that anymore. You wake up in the morning and you're awake within 3 seconds. You go to bed at night at 12 o'clock and wake up at 6 or 6:30, but you're totally revitalized. You go and exercise and play racquetball for 2 hours, and hard racquetball. And by the way, it takes me 8 minutes to drive home from the racquetball court to my house. By the time I reach home, I'm fully recovered. I don't have aches and pains thereafter. That's worth an awful lot to me. I remember we used to have that when we were kids. I used to play rugby in South Africa, as an example, and get totally beaten up. And within half an hour, you felt marvelous again. You have that same thing again.
You're turning back the clock on people's lives. You're turning back the clock on their mind, physically and mentally, and they feel so much better as a result of it.
Their blood work begins to return, begins a passage of return to normal.
You're checking their blood work go through the program.
All the time. We start the program, and at the two-month mark, that blood work, that entire panel of 92 different biomarkers is done again and repeated again every 4 months thereafter. The idea being that each of those markers need to move upwards to where they need to be. They need to lie within the correct parameters. Remember, we're taking hormone levels and moving to the upper quartile of a normal range, where they would have been when you were 30 years old. Think of that. Think of what we felt like when we were 30.
And what really hit me as I was looking at your website is the bad cholesterol. I looked at Dr. Rosenstein's, his reduced by half, lowering his bad cholesterol being on the program.
Easily. We are going to look at all of those biomarkers, but very definitely you are looking at your HDL, which is your good cholesterol, your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, but you very, very definitely are going to look at your triglycerides as well. And all of these biomarkers, including the markers of inflammation most specific to the heart and the cardiovascular system, that's what you're going after. Remember, if you reduce inflammation, you improve health.
Johan von Best, he is the executive director of Southwest Age Intervention Institute. And how can we get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to our website. It's 800 Age Expert, www.800ageexpert.com. You could also call us at 800 Age Expert, which, by the way, is 1-800-243-3800. 9673.
So, Johan, there's one more question I want to ask you. I want to bring Michael back on, too. Michael's our first guest. He is the co-founder of Cognoscape. Let me ask Michael first, where's your business going from here? You're in IT. Where do you go from here?
Well, some of the things that we want to look at moving forward are really looking at two different aspects. One is our clients. What can we do to help our clients grow? The other one is really around our own employees. What can we do to put together a growing, thriving environment so that they can be successful and live up to what their life plans are? And who knows, maybe that's around a program with Johan where he can they can become patients at his clinic. Sounds like that might be a good thing to offer our employees.
Within the next couple of seconds, Johan, where's your business going?
Well, there are opportunities, and I want to obviously approach them very, very carefully, but there is a lot out there, and I look forward to all of it.
Very good. Johan van Best and Michael St. Martin, thank you very much for being guests. This is the Playmakers Talk Show. You can check us out on PlaymakersTalkShow.com anytime. I'm Steve Klein. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll have more guests that are Playmakers next week. See you then. CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to PDCChange.com. That's PDCChange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
Your photo shoot's waiting at Daydream Photography. Your session includes 31 prints in various sizes. Get framed for 60% off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
There's a reason you see the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at your pediatrician's office. There's a reason doctors and nurses use it both at work and at home. That reason is because the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives fast, accurate readings with just a gentle forehead scan. Backed by more than 40 published medical studies, it gives you the peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. So there's no reason you shouldn't have one in your home. Pick one up today at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success? Or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
McGruff the Crime Dog here, inviting you to listen in on this example of exploitation of the elderly. See how quickly and easily this scammer defrauds his prey.
Hello?
Mrs. Swanson, you're home.
Who is this?
I'm Steve from your bank, and we've had a security breach.
Oh, my.
We're calling customers to make sure your account is safe.
Why, thank you.
If you'd kindly read your credit card number, expiration date, and security code, we can get started.
Oh, dear. I'll get my purse. Give me just a moment.
Smooth-talking right criminals, on. Often able to convince elderly folks to discuss personal or banking information, something they should never do unless the senior initiates the call. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only 1 in 5 of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
KLIF Dallas and KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth.